This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Senator Nicole Wallace, yours is a serious and respected voice on matters of foreign policy in our party. And I wonder two questions to you. One, if you're troubled by the fact that the two front runners in our party are having a Twitter feud about their wives. And I wonder if you think that Donald Trump, who's currently ahead and who I know you met with this week, can get to a place where if the question for voters in November is who is the better mind and the better policy on foreign policy, that Donald Trump is the clear answer. Can he get there based on your conversation with him?
Well, Nicole, I would just say that I think Melania and Heidi are both very successful, accomplished women. We should respect them for that. We should respect them as capable advocates for their husbands' campaigns and leave it at that. And then we should all get serious. Americans have been killed. They're maimed. They're missing. Americans want to know what their elected leaders are going to do to keep them safe. As far as the fall goes, it's still very early in our primary. There are more days ahead of us than there are behind us, so we don't know who our nominee will be. I know whoever that nominee is, though, will be more qualified to keep America safe than Hillary Clinton. She likes to portray herself as a safe, steady, experienced hand who's ready to answer the 3 a.m. phone call. She got one of those once. It was called Benghazi. She slept through it before Americans died.
That's what we've been saying, is that remember when she had presented that commercial against Barack Obama, that 3 a.m. phone call. Would he be there to answer it? Well, they both had a chance to answer it. And, for all account and purposes, we lost four people, including an ambassador there on that night of 9/11/2012. And there's still many unanswered questions, Scott. And
but what does it matter, right,
under.
Bill?
Yeah,
but what
exactly.
Does it matter?
Yeah, right. I know. That is forever been an honor. And I don't understand how, how she's able to still get a lot of people who believe in her. Are they just so ideologically fixed that they would want to follow somebody who they say they can't trust anyway, but still, with the numbers, it's like, okay, are these numbers real? Is somebody juicing the numbers? Or is it this government math again that's coming into play that tells us our unemployment rate is so low? Is that the same calculus that they're using here in order to say that she and Bernie Sanders, is that where our country is right now? I don't get it, and I understand, it comes from a prejudicial perspective, you would say. You say, well, Bill, you're not a Democrat, you don't understand. No, I don't understand. How do you trust somebody who has, taken so much money? I mean, just to me, the Peter Schweizer book on the Clinton Foundation is so indicting. And then what she had to say after Benghazi, like her and Susan Rice, to me, they've lost all credibility. I mean, every time they talk, I just don't want to. I don't want to hear from them anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't get the appeal. I don't get the draw. If you want to go off of what's best for you, I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump has 10 billion reasons to make the dollar stronger. Yeah. I mean, common sense tells me that.
Well, she's been in government for 20 years, okay? She's been in government for 20 years.
She's been here for 35?
Okay, so what have you done? What have you accomplished? And then you're out there, on the stump talking and promising all this stuff that you haven't delivered in 20 years. Why, as President of the United States, why is that going to make the difference? Especially when we already know up front that you have little credibility.
The part that between the two of them, that's what, 60 years of government service between the two of them, yet they both take the line that they're not part of the establishment. They've been part of the establishment for 30 years, both of them.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure how you sell that, but, some people are buying it, and, I watch their campaigns and their stumps, and people are applauding and blaming, and I keep thinking, okay, what am I missing? What am I not seeing that others are seeing. I don't know. The question still hangs out there. I'm sorry. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, as always, good to have you with us. A lot to talk about, especially in light of what happened in Belgium.
Absolutely, Bill. I think it's really going to change things in a lot of ways. Certainly politically, it's going to help the right wing, particularly in Europe, but in America to some extent as well. When these kind of things happen, people are much more worried about security than privacy. And so, for example, it's already been happening, but this is going to exacerbate the National Front in France, Marine Le Pen. There's a kind of an anti-immigrant German party and Dutch and Belgian, all the British, so on. I think it actually could make it more likely that Britain would exit the European Union. They have a vote coming up in June, the so-called Brexit. Mm-hmm. And when people worry about all these violent incidents and refugees and terrorists and all these kind of things, it makes them very scared. So that's one of the things I think is going to have a major impact on the European political scene.
Well, Jordan, one of the questions that's not being asked right now is why Brussels?
Well, I mean, that's where the European Union is based, and so that the when they were doing it at that train station, that's right where the European Union workers get out. So that was clearly politically motivated. And also, there's a lot of very Muslim communities in Belgium where it's kind of the breeding ground for all, and that's where these people came from. And
exactly.
They just arrested the guy, and maybe this was retribution for that. A lot of these people related to the Paris bombings. So this is just kind of a continuation, and I think there's going to be more, Bill. I mean, people are not finding these people out before they do it, unfortunately.
Well, they've already announced that some 400 jihadis have been given marching orders throughout Europe to do the same that's been done in Paris and also in Belgium.
Right. Well, I think there'll be more. I mean, we've had bombings in London and Spain and other places over time here. So, yeah, I do think it's going to be more. That makes people very worried, and it means on the investment front, that people do not want to take risk. And I agree with them, because I think this makes people very, very nervous. I've been telling you on the show for a while now, I think the general trend in the world economy is deflationary, prices falling for things. Mm-hmm. All this terrorism is also deflationary. When you have fear, people don't want to invest, they don't want to spend, they don't want to travel, they don't want to do things. They want to hold on to their money and be very, very conservative with it. So as far as I'm concerned, this exacerbates the deflationary trend already going on in Europe.
All you have to do is look at people's body language. When fear kicks in, you notice their head drops down.
Right.
So everything, their sights, their perspective is all at a lower perspective.
It's about survival.
Exactly.
It's about survival. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's what's happening. And so you say the effect politically here in the United States with this election year could be quite dramatic now.
I think so. Say that there are other, I hope not, but say there are other terrorist incidents in the United States soon before our election in November. Mm-hmm. I think that would help Trump enormously. People like to vote for him out of fear, you know, and against the terrorists, against Muslims, refugees, and all these kind of things. If they're, you know, right now people are very, very fearful. And so I think that could have a big impact. Just like in 2008, I think one of the reasons Obama won was the financial crisis, which was happening in September, October, right before the election. I think that helped Obama big time over McCain.
Well, without a doubt, they put all the blame on the Republicans for it.
Right. So I think what happens in the world has a big impact. Let's just talk briefly about the investing side, if we can.
Yes, exactly. Well, because and also in light of what we talked about last week, because last week we talked that a President Trump administration could cause the stock market to crash.
Right.
Now, in light of national security, that kind of trumps the stock market concern a little bit, right?
Well, I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the deflationary environment we talked about, what you want to do is to keep your money safe, earn a decent yield, not be much of a hero, and hold on to your principal in a kind of volatile environment. The stock market's been kind of wobbly lately here. And I'll tell you what I'm doing, if this helps at all to your listeners. I'm doing what are called commercial mortgage bridge loans, where you can get a 6% yield super safely over a one-year time frame. You get monthly checks. You get your money back at the end of the year. And your principal does not fluctuate one way or the other. There's a website related to that, Bill, which is commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. Mm-hmm. They can always email me about this at moneyanswers.com. That, to me, is a good environment, a good place in a deflationary environment to earn a safe 6%. At a time, if you keep your money in the bank, earning zero, basically.
Exactly, right.
And yes, savings
last time
CDs,
I checked, 6% is higher than zero, so we'll go with it.
I would say a lot higher in this environment.
Exactly.
See, in deflation, the value of your purchasing power increases as long as you hold on to your principal. Mm-hmm. Right? If you bought gas a year ago at $3 a gallon, now it's $2 a gallon, your same dollar goes further for you.
Right.
So you want to hold on to your principal, earn a decent yield. So anyway, that's one thing I'm doing, which might be of help to your listeners, a safe way to earn 6%. Again, the website there, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com.
I think that's a great idea, Jordan. Now, basically what we're saying is in this deflationary cycle that we're going through, we just batten down the hatches a little bit and do a sure thing and kind of wait it out, right?
Exactly. Safe haven. Safe
haven. Yeah, exactly. Well, how long do you think this will take?
I think we could be in this cycle for quite a while. We had a major inflationary, producing a lot of debt. We've had a big increase in debt by companies, by corporations, by governments, and by individuals for the last few decades, actually, when you get down to it. Uh-huh. And I think some would call it a debt bubble, which is starting to deflate. That is painful. If you're, you know, if you're an oil company that borrowed a lot of money at $100 a barrel, now oil's $30 a barrel.
Ouch.
That's, that debt is painful. Okay?
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of things around that around the world. So it's kind of implosion of the debt bubble is maybe a way of putting it. Uh-huh. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of that. If you're on the right side, your principal is secure. You're earning a decent yield. Your principal is increasing in value because your purchasing power is going up. Deflation can be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're highly leveraged to commodity prices like oil or copper or coal or something, this is going to be a painful time for a lot of people.
Exactly.
So I want your listeners to be on the pleasurable, not the painful side of deflation.
Being liquid is a good thing, right, Jordan?
Liquid is good. Cash is king in this kind of. But the thing is, cash is king in that your principal is secure, but you earn nothing on it today.
Yeah.
In Europe, you literally have a negative interest rate situation.
Yes, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
You give a Swiss bank a dollar, and they'll give you back 98 cents on the dollar. You don't earn anything. You only lose 2% of your money. That's the kind of situation we're in.
Let me ask you, how much is the Fed's intervention with the printing of money that we went through in the last decade, how much has that exacerbated this deflationary era that we're in now?
Well, it inflated things on the way up. Now, the Fed stopped quantitative easing in October of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, they stopped doing that, and they've actually started to tighten a little bit. And that's one of the reasons the markets, which were doing so well, have not done so well since
right,
then.
Exactly.
They were, that free money was moving up the stock and real estate markets. So it was inflationary for a while, but that hasn't happened for a while. Now, in Europe, things are so weak. The European Central Bank recently lowered their prime rate from minus 0.3 to minus 0.4. They're going deeper into negative. That shows you how weak and how deflationary things are in Europe.
Well, 20 seconds left here, Jordan. Remind everybody about that bridge loan. We got a lot of positive comment last time when you introduced that idea.
That's a great idea for people. Yeah. CommercialMortgageBridgeLoans.com. It's a way of getting a 6% yield with great safety over a one-year time frame. Monthly checks, get your money back.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Martinez live.
What hell you take to win your love for me? How can I face this dream come true for me?
Well, this brings all kinds of memories back, huh? From the summer of 1968, Junior Walker, the All-Stars, huh? What does it take? Hey, this is Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. We have Egyptian-born human rights leader and Run One Free World International founder, Majid al-Shafi'i, with us right now. Majid, thank you so much for being with us. How you doing?
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know that you just landed in Canada, and I appreciate you being able to break away in the corner here. There's so much to talk about. You know, as a human rights leader, you see what has happened in Belgium and the forecast that it has not only for Europe, but even for the United States. You're going to be talking with Oliver North later on regarding ISIS and the reality of this modern-day war story that seems to be, in many ways, underreported and undervalued.
That's correct. It is the new reality that the world right now waking up for. And it's not a matter of ISIS, it's not a matter of Al-Qaeda, it's not a matter of Boko Haram in Nigeria, it's not a matter of Hezbollah or Hamas. It's a matter of the ideology itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we need to understand, and that's what we need to face. The reality that the biggest dilemma that's facing Islam as a faith today is not the rising of the extremists, but is the silence of the moderate Muslims.
Well, it's much the same thing that happened in World War II. You had 90% of Germany go quiet. Roughly 10% actually participated in the Third Reich. And look at the devastation that they created. And I believe this is what America has been looking for, is looking for the quote-unquote moderate Muslim to step up and indict, you know, and take a stand against this. They really need to be the spear against ISIS, or, you know, of course, the latest declaration, and maybe you can help our audience understand this, Majid, is why all of a sudden has it become Daesh?
Well, the truth and the reality, the biggest problem that's facing the United States today is politically correctness.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more, I believe that politically correctness is the very cancer in our American society, that eventually will destroy this society. But we have to face the reality. We have to understand, without hatred, I'm not trying to be, hating any Muslim person or any Muslim neighbors. I'm sure that many of them wonderful people. But these wonderful people have to start speak up against this extremist. They have to fight this extremist with us. It's not only our fight. It's not only the minority fight. It's not only the Christians' fight. It's not only the Jewish fight. It's everybody fight, include the moderate Muslims.
Exactly.
But today, we can see that since the creation of ISIS and the ideology start to establish even in the United States, we can see young American people that they are joining ISIS from their own dining room or their own bedroom through the computer and through the internet.
Exactly.
We have to face that. We have to understand that these young people, they have to be confronted. This ideology has to be confronted. And the Muslim leadership have to come forward and to declare a war against this ideology. Not just us, but even the Muslim leadership. And if they remain silent, that means that they will become a partner in this crime.
Exactly. And that's really where it lies. And again, you know, you've said several times ideology. And this is, I think, what America fails to get their brain around, because they've been so anti-religion, anti-God, but they need to understand and get their brain around the fact that there is this passionate religious fervor that ISIS is buying into, and this is they believe that they're bringing entrance into their apocalyptic prophecy for their religion.
Absolutely. Well, this is the doctrine. We have to understand that this is, didn't come between day and night, or there is a support to that in their doctrine. And this doctrine has to be confronted, as I said. But the main thing that we have to face right now is our leadership. And I know that the United States going through an election. I know that there is many concepts of this election. I don't want to be part of this debate, but we have to understand whoever the next president, he has to be very aware, very understanding of what's going on, and doesn't have politically correctness to face this evil that's starting not just in Europe, but in Europe, in the United States, in Canada, and all our Western society.
It is amazing that we have given place, Majid, to even here in America, to, you know, Muslims, and we say Muslims only because, as several people have said, not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists have been Muslims. So I know that may be a little bit shocking for people, and I know when I first heard that, I had to really think about that, and I don't want to echo something that's being said unless there's, you know, some veracity to it. You know, so that's the thing that we need to look at, is that we have a problem. And you know, we were talking about this just the other day, some 70 years ago, when we were attacked by Japan. Arguably, you could say the country overreacted. We put, you know, Japanese families into, you know, concentration camps so that we could get a handle on what was going on. And, you know, and conversely, like you say, because of the political correct environment in which we live in today, we say, okay, we're going to bring in millions of Muslims. We can't vet them all. Our own national security people say we can't vet them all, but yet we're willing to let them come in. And we already see conclaves, whether it's in New York or in Michigan or Minnesota, where Muslim communities are, you know, they're setting up their own compound, so to speak. And in New York, for example, there's a community there that says Sharia is going to be our rule of law, not the U.S. Constitution. And you're saying, wait a minute, this is happening in the United States. Yes, this is happening in the United States.
Well, Bill, the truth and the reality, I used to be a refugee. I'm a refugee.
Mm-hmm.
I was put in the Egyptian prison because I converted from Islam to Christianity. I was tortured for my faith in Christ, mm-hmm. which I make no apology for.
Right.
I kept my faith, and I fought the good fight of faith, and I'm still Christian, and I will live Christian, and I will die Christian. But I came to this Canada as a refugee. I am a refugee. We have to understand, when we are dealing with the refugee crisis, and I understand that many good people, they want to help the refugees. They can see the images on the TV, and their heart goes to this young, you know, children. And of course we have to help the refugees. But we have to balance between helping the refugees and our security. For one simple fact, if we compromise our security, we will not be able to help any further refugees.
Exactly.
Have you been ever in an aeroplane, Bill, when in the plane the flight attendant will come to you and tell you if the oxygen mask fell down, you have to put it first in yourself before you put it in the child beside you?
Exactly.
And one time I said, why we do that? That's very selfish. She said, no. If you can't help yourself, you can't help others. You know, you have first to care about the security of the United States, the economic of the United States, and in order to help others and to help more and more refugees. This is number one. Number two, helping refugees doesn't mean almost to bring them here to our countries. Many of our refugees doesn't want to come. They want to be in their home. The solution is to create a green zone where they are protected in their own home, in their own country. And if they want to migrate, that's another story. But we have to give them the options to stay in their home, protected and secure. And one question everybody listening to us right now has to answer. One question. Why the dam Saudi Arabia, or Kuwait, or Qatar, or Dubai, or any of these Muslim Arab countries not taking their own people? Why
exactly.
None of them taking their own refugees?
Right.
I have to understand that. I have to know that. Even though they are sharing the same language, culture, tradition, food, everything. They share together every value. Why they are not taking refugees? Why the Arab Muslim countries not taking more Syrian and Iraqi refugees?
That's an excellent point, Majid, because you think about the transition they would have to go through would be minor compared to being shipped off some 5,000-6,000 miles away. Majid Al-Shafi has been with us.
I mentioned them, they have a lot of money, more than the United States, with my own respect.
Well, Majid, we got to have you back and stay on top of this topic. I appreciate you being with us.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. The cold are both so intense, put them together, it just makes sense.
Here we are, holiday weekend. We're looking at it 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. A little frozen music, why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Coach Kevin Collins. Coach holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. You can go to his new website, Coach's Team. That's coachesteam.com, and stay in the flow of the know. Coach Collins, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well.
Boy, I'll tell you, we've had quite the week. We've had a president that is totally ignoring all the optics. I mean, he goes to Cuba, takes his entire posse. I guess this is his last hurrah, so I'm not even sure what the final number of people that flew at our expense to Cuba. But he was there, and to finish up, I guess, part due of his apologetics tour, which started in his first administration, going to Europe. Now he's going to Cuba, and he needs to apologize for, you know, the awful things America's so guilty of.
Yeah, and wasn't it interesting that when he came back, he attacked Cruz's suggestion of increased surveillance as something that happens in a country that I just left. Well, I don't remember him bringing that up in Cuba.
Of course not.
Right.
Yeah, of course not. If anything, Raul, Cruz said, "Hey, look at," Castro said, "Hey, you guys are awful. You're terrible on human rights." And the president just sat there and just took it on the chin, and you're right. I mean, my goodness, it was like this is the kind of conversation that happens in academia today, in the coffee rooms, and in some of the classrooms across our country. And you wonder why our children are being indoctrinated the way they are.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we've seen is that the colleges in America have gone from producing the leaders, the future leaders of America, to degenerating to a high-paid babysitting operation because there are no jobs. And now, given what has happened in Emory University, they
yes.
are actually producing people who are suffering from mental illness brought on by brainwashing. I'm talking about the fact that there was Trump 2016
in chalk. Yeah, there was written there on the
camera. And there were right. there was a small group. It looked to be about 25 people crying because they felt so threatened. Now that you know, I do have some experience in the mental health field as a technician, and I can tell you that's that type of hypersensitivity is not indicative of good mental health.
Exactly. Well, you know, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, because here not too long ago, according to one student, you know, they did a similar thing for Bernie Sanders, no harm, no foul. Suddenly Trump, I guess, raises the visceral emotions to such a level that you've got people claiming mental health issues. I mean, are you kidding me? Of all the things that the world is dealing with, I mean, let's take a look at Belgium, for example. Let me just show you some video of Belgium and compare that to chalk on the sidewalk that says Trump 2016, and you're going to go, you know, catatonic over chalk on your campus? Are you kidding me?
Sure. There's blood on the streets there and dead bodies, and that's something real to be afraid of. And you're afraid of a chalk mark. That's really strange.
Well, it's very pathetic. I mean, it definitely says something. And then on top of that, here you've got you know, the school president supporting these kids instead of just saying, hey, look, why don't you grow up? I mean, are we helping these kids by coddling them and, you know, getting them help like as if there's, you know, some big trauma over a Trump 2016 chalk sign? Are you kidding me?
Well, they'll do anything to keep them there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even integrated bathrooms, integrated dorms, so that they can increase the percentage of males in their colleges, which is now hovering about 40%. Naturally, a young 18-year-old wants to go and oogle girls. Of course, he's going to go to that school. Has
right.
nothing to do with the fact that they're not teaching him anything. Okay, so now, as I said, they have degenerated from babysitters into enablers. Just keep those checks coming.
Well, it is amazing, according to the Emory Wheel, which is the student newspaper, their coach, you got 40, 50 students, you know, shouting, you're not listening, come speak to us, we are in pain.
Yeah.
And then students moved into the administration building calling out, it is our duty to fight for our freedom, it is our duty to win, we must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. And, of course, unfortunately, the president of the university in Atlanta there, Jim Wagner, his response was to, you know, more coddle than to get these kids through the situation. I mean, you know, Coach, you've been there before, and as a public administrator, and you got people that are unhinging because we've got a society that somehow accommodates this and say, you know, we say it's acceptable. But, you know, leadership there at the university, if President Wagner was serious about his leadership, he'd have an idea of what to do, you know, with these emotions and get these kids back on track. I know there's some judges in the court system today would just as soon give these kids a noogie and send them on their way, and maybe they'd have to go and contemplate their future a little bit more seriously than being so emotional over a Trump 2016 chalk sign.
Chad, isn't it amazing that they can all chant the same words spontaneously?
Yes. Well, that's the nature of spontaneity, Coach, is that everybody gets on the same deal. They get professionally made signs, you know, thank you very much, George Soros and Black Lives Matter. You know, it's all serendipitous, you know.
Yeah.
and you know, we were talking about this earlier. I was talking with Lauren Kitchen Stewart earlier, Coach,
And that is that America needs to really wake up that it's not, you know, just a Republican fight anymore. You've got, or a conservative fight, you've got everybody sticking their fingers, steering up the broth here. And, you know, where you think, oh, well, you know, it might be Trump against, you know, going after Cruz or vice versa. You know, there's some outside forces that see a chink in the armor and they're going to exploit it because, hey, guess what? The Democrats want their gal and they know they're in trouble and they're hoping upon hope she doesn't end up in an orange jumpsuit before the inauguration.
Sure, which is looking a lot closer now than it did a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
I think that the FBI director Comey is so far out on a limb that I just can't imagine him coming back off that limb and putting his tail between his legs and walking away.
I think he has too much pride,
right.
to tuck tail like that. I mean, it's too clear. You know, it's like, well, what is he going to do? He's going to lay this at the foot of one Loretta Lynch, and she's got some tough decisions to make.
Yeah, well, she's gonna have to decide whether she goes down in history as the worst, most corrupt, attorney general ever. And considering the guy that held the post before her, that's really going some.
Exactly, and this is on the heels, of course, of a federal judge slapping the hands of the IRS and saying they've overstepped their boundaries as well. Surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out.
Well, America, you got to wake up. You got to keep pursuing the truth. Thank God for talk radio. Thank God for guys like Coach who are willing to speak the truth to power. And that's what we do here. And thank you for being here to support the cause. This is Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And we encourage you to get involved in the conversation, okay? All hands are on deck. It is a requirement if we're going to get this country back on track. We've got more from Coach coming up. Stay with us. 19 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Tholys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Preach, go, preach! God's not dead, he's still alive!
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and show times available at godsnotdead.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Coach, how's Lady Jane doing?
Hello.
Okay. Congratulations.
That's
what?
Losing
all that weight? How are you doing so fast?
ASAP.
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible?
This whole thing's been going around. I've been dealing with it for 3 weeks
as simple as possible, as sexy as possible. Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. Get as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This time of year, I always think of, you know, one of my favorite sermons of all time from Tony Campolo. I'll tell you, you know, it's Friday and Sunday's coming. If you've never heard that, you need to hear that sermon. It is, it gives you goosebumps. It's just so powerful. And it helps bring into perspective, you know, kind of this dark to light experience that we go through in life. You know what the Aiello brothers were talking about, you know, the producer and writer of the movie Risen, you know, and what they did with Clavius is that they were taking that character from dark to light. And that is our experience as Christians. And I would say this is something that America needs to go through as well, Coach, is that we've had a lot of darkness. And I don't know how much more darkness that we need to endure before we realize that the light is always better. And people, you know, in the face of the obvious, somehow they just, you know, want to control their lives. And certainly we're free will agents. You can do that. But, you know, as God, you know, said to Cain in the book of Genesis, you know, when Cain was all frustrated and despondent, he said, look, if you do right, will it not go well with you? And that statement, that line has echoed through, you know, through the years, time and time again, that, you know, that it's a warning to all of us that if we do right, will it not go well with us? When you look at this country right now, I mean, there's a lot about it that is not right. And we understand that when you got 7 out of 10 of us saying, hey, we're on the wrong track. But, you know, it's our choice. It's our choice to make. And my prayer, you know, this Easter is that you really realize what the Easter message is all about. You know, so many people have looked at the grave. It remains empty. And that empty grave is begging a question. And are you listening for the question? And are you bringing your question to that empty grave? You know, that's my encouragement for you. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. His website has now changed. I will give you a heads up on that.
Coach is Right is no longer. It's coachesteam.com, coachesteam.com, no apostrophe, obviously. So coachesteam.com, then that's how you stay in the flow of the know of Coach Kevin Collins. Coach, breaking news, and we present this in such a way that this is going to freak people out here, this report from the National Enquirer. Now, when I say National Enquirer, some people are going to immediately say, well, what veracity is that? And we're only reporting it. Everybody else is very careful about reporting this issue here, but there is something that has come out, and it seems to have some veracity here regarding Ted Cruz, and this is very concerning.
Yeah. Let's go over just a brief history of the National Enquirer. They developed a niche about 50 years ago for off-the-wall stories that probably half of them were true and the other half were just pure fantasy. Now, about 25 years ago or so, they really stepped over the line and they slandered Carol Burnett, who was so taken aback by their attack that she sued them, and she won. And after that, it seems that the Enquirer must have regrouped and decided that there are so many real stories involving the people that they follow that it was not necessary to make things up anymore. You know the expression, you can't make this stuff up.
Right.
So what they had the story about Senator John Edwards from North Carolina, who saw himself as a rising star, and in 2008 he wanted to be the Democrat nominee for president. And around that time, the Enquirer published a story with a lot of information, a lot of detail, that Edwards had fathered a child with a campaign worker who, and this was while Edwards' wife was dying of cancer, and she did eventually succumb to that terrible disease. And the media laughed at the Enquirer. They mocked them. If they mentioned it at all, they smothered the entire thing. They ignored it. And only after Edwards was no longer a genuine contender did they allow this story to come out. So they sat on the story so long that when the story actually was allowed out to see the light of day, there were pictures of Edwards holding his little daughter's hand, and the two of them were walking. So they had the story from the day the child was born, and finally it came out when this little toddler was walking with her dad. So when the Enquirer now is saying that it has proof that Ted Cruz has no less than five mistresses servicing him behind his wife's back. Interestingly, again, they point out that they have private detectives that have researched this, and they are very sure, because this is a very explosive thing to say. And as you know, being in the media yourself, you have to be very sure of what you're saying before you go forward in public with something like this, which they have done.
Yes.
Now, one of these women is reported to be a hooker who sells herself in the Washington, D.C. area. So she might have more to tell. But, you know,
supposedly Coach Gawker is hinting that one of the women that Cruz allegedly had an extramarital affair with is now a spokeswoman for Donald Trump. I mean, like you say, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, no, no. So this, you know, I don't think that this stuff just came out of the air. I believe. And, you know, it really calls into question Cruz's facade as a Christian leader that he put himself in. He's the one who picked up this mantle. He's the one that ran for Baptist Bishop of Iowa. He's the one that ran for Mormon Bishop of Utah. And I didn't give him that mantle. He did. So now the question becomes for his people, how much of a story can you take?
Yeah.
How much of a story?
Well, you know, when you first mentioned this to me, of course, you know, I start looking, you know, throughout the internet, because, you know, you want to be real careful here about how this is reported. And you're seeing, okay, is the mainstream media picking this up? You said that you presented a column to one of your outlets, and they're not about to touch it with a 10-foot pole. So it's going to be one of those things that needs to hibernate. But in this very speedy 8-second soundbite media world that we live in today, it looks like it's starting to catch fire. I mean, even Red Alert Politics is reporting on this as well.
Yeah, well, I characterize it as Cruz being gut shot. You know, during the Civil War, when you were gut shot, I mean, you were shot in the stomach, and it was only a matter of maybe 3 minutes before you were going to die. And
right.
There were many sad, poignant notes written to families at home from men on the battlefield saying, "I am dead, but I'm writing this because I've been gut shot. I love you all," et cetera, et cetera. I think that Cruz has been gut shot. I have heard that this came from Kasich. You're telling me now it could possibly come from Trump. Wherever it comes from, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I mean it's starting to come out there. I mean, even before, when you and I first talked, there was an admission that they didn't have any of the women. They're saying as many as five, and now women's names are coming forth. You know, this is really catching fire, just like you say, in terms of being gut shot. I mean, this could this puts everything in peril, and I was going to say puts this to bed, but somebody's going to think I'm being silly.
Look, Trump is up 11, regardless of the fake push polls that you see in Marquette University, which is a very reliable poll in Wisconsin, has Trump up 30-19. That's now over Cruz, okay? So he's finished there. Cruz's magic number, to put it in baseball terms, is 173.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not win another 173, he can only afford not to win mm-hmm. another 173 delegates,
right. Exactly.
Which is going to be just about wiped out on Northeast Super Tuesday next month.
Well, Coach, this conversation, we're out of time, and of course, this news will continue to hibernate, and we will be continuing to follow it. Coach Kevin Collins, check out his website, his new website, coachesteam.com. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.